This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Also on Gab, the same way. Also on Parler, at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for the different things we have over there that you can take advantage of. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
Well, I think it's fair to say right now that there is no doubt whatsoever that Donald Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party, even though there are some people that probably would say, no, he's the former president, this, that, and the other. But he still is being consulted on a whole bunch of things. And as a result of what we heard over the weekend, he's going to be going to CPAC next Sunday to give the first speech outside of his presidency, since he lost the election.
Correct.
So what say you? What do you think?
Well, look, if for nothing else, Trump can, he has been rather silent, but there's been people that have been talking to him on the telephone. There's been people that have gone to visit him. And I think there's a lot that he can necessarily tell us to put things in some kind of context. I mean, nobody has been a bigger victim to the left than Trump. And I think that it now is, you know, a setting by which he can, you know, tell an audience, let's put things in context and tell you how things really are. And I think there's some value in that.
Yeah, and Matt Gaetz yesterday apparently spent a couple hours with him at Mar-a-Lago because he was interviewed last night on the television, and that's pretty much what he said. But the other thing is that I'm being told he's going to thank the CPAC supporters, a big message of thank you. And we also heard something about the fact that former Vice President Mike Pence had been asked to speak, and he declined the invitation. Now, of course, right away, the mainstream media put out there, well, it's because Pence is bitter towards, there's bitterness towards Trump, but we don't know whether or not that's true or not.
Well, we don't know whether that's true. There has been some reporting that they have spoken to each other since here recently. So I don't know if that's true yet or not either. But I think we put too much value into necessarily what's coming out there by the media. So,
yeah.
Let's just kind of stick to whatever facts that we can.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this for a second, because we've been promised by Nancy Pelosi that this is the week when they're going to put out their $1.9 trillion stimulus, and we've been told there's a $15 an hour minimum wage in there.
No, it's out of there.
It is out of there now? Okay, well, because it was going to have a real problem trying to pass in the Senate if it stayed there. Mm-hmm. We heard that, so I guess they made it easier to pass for the Democratic senators that are in there. But she's promised that that would be passed by the end of the week, and some of the Republicans out there are saying, no, it's a job killer. So where are we at with that?
Well, if there are no Republicans that sign on to this, and it doesn't appear that there will be, because there's, I think it's $80 billion. I'm not so sure. I may be wrong in that amount. But I think there's $80 billion that still remains unspent for the schools.
$60 billion is what Scalise said. $60.
Okay.
6-0.
Okay. Then there's still a trillion, I keep saying this, from the last omnibus that it remains unspent.
Yep.
So I don't think they're going to get any kind of Republicans to vote on this next $1.9 trillion. And if she does go to reconciliation to pass it, then we clearly have broken our system, because that means we are under one-party rule in government.
Okay. Now, Biden's radical foreign policy agenda with the team that he's put together, which kind of looks like the old Iranian nuclear deal group all back together, the jolly band of merry men and women, they apparently are on a fast track to allow Iran to become a nuclear state, possibly even with a nuclear weapon of some sort. Wow, Israel's not going to put up with that, are they?
No.
So what are we going to accomplish here? World War IV?
Well, look, there's some other things that can be done. I mean, Israel's not stupid. Israel has, I would say, pretty much predicted that this would happen if Biden won. So it doesn't have to be some kind of a military response. It could be another Stuxnet Part 2, 3, or 4.
Okay, hold that thought.
Let's not forget that.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, they had a very successful run this weekend over at Midreg Hall, and thanks to all the people that stopped by. You know, you can always go to the website, find out where the next gun show is going to be. And if you want to take the concealed carry course, you can also do that, too, by going to the website, twoguysshows.com, and signing up for the concealed carry class that they'll teach, and then you'll be in like them with that one. So check them out, twoguysshows.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We got a couple of callers on the line. The first one is Mary, and good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, Denise. I just wanted to say, Economics 101, I hear Bernie Sanders wasn't paying his people $15 an hour.
Nope.
I think Bloomberg didn't pay up either.
Nope.
And these funding for Antifa, kind of like that money didn't show up either. So, you know, these econ people just can't live up to that.
All right. Thank you, Mary. That's a good point, isn't it?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that for the employer, $15 an hour is not $15 an hour.
Nope.
For the employer, $15 an hour is going to be closer to probably about $21 an hour.
Yep.
And people like Bernie Sanders, who's never run a private business, and some of these others who've never run a private business, don't know that. They don't have a concept of that. So, there was a little bit of knowledge on that when these employers were forced to pay during the launch of Obamacare, and guess what happened to a lot of those? They all ended up either being terminated or had their hours reduced back to below 30, so the employees, I mean, employers wouldn't have to cough cough up the money for Obamacare.
You bet. And we've got Backgammon Bob on the line right now. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. One question. On the stimulus checks, in other words, the $1,400 checks or $2,000 or whatever they decide to give us, why can't they just pass a standalone bill and have that, so they don't have to worry about the hourly wages and all that? Second question. What's going to happen when Iran actually uses a nuke? And I don't think they really believe in mutually assured destruction because they're all waiting to go to their 70 virgins.
All right.
And we better have a plan for that one. All right, bye.
Okay, well, number two, let's answer number two first. Israel is not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. It just isn't going to happen.
No. We have too many operatives. Israel's got too many operatives inside of Iran. They know precisely what's happening there, and they, they have a plan for pretty much everything. They necessarily do collaborate with the United States, but in this case, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to because of all things Biden and his team. But as I said a couple days ago on your show, when it comes to the Abraham Accords, Israel will collaborate with the other Middle Eastern countries, especially in this case, I would say Saudi Arabia.
Now, question number one was about the stimulus and the $1,400 or $2,000. It's going to be $1,400, not $2,000, but go ahead.
Well, there's never been a standalone bill that's ever in recent years.
It'll never
happen. It just won't happen again. That's why, so much stupid stuff goes through the system, is because in order to achieve the mission of the real reason for the legislation, they throw in all this other stuff.
And you know what's back in the game again? Earmarks.
Well, it's the same thing. It's a bundle. It's the same thing.
Okay, let's try one more caller here. Eric in Seminole, what's your question?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, Ms. Denise had mentioned regarding the Stuxnet virus that allegedly came out of Israel, about 10 years ago or so?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than that, probably 15, 12 to 15. Anyway, regarding the nuclear capability, in my opinion, Iran already has a device. They're looking for an accurate delivery vehicle.
That's the deal.
Coming out of whether Pakistan or Russia or even North Korea, because they've been doing dealings with North Korea. Now, here's the second part of that. That is, in my opinion, a secondary issue. Although it's important, it's a secondary issue because Iran has a massive light arms manufacturing base where Syria, Iraq, Sudan, and even parts of Afghanistan have been, I don't want to say flooded, but they have been purchasing a lot of those AKs, those AK variants that are being found along the battlefield that knuckleheads are using. And you mentioned that, Captain, you'd mentioned that Israel had commandeered a vessel.
They had Russian weapons aboard that came from Russia. Some of them were AKs, but they came by way of Russia.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that leads to the second thing. We need to have a dominant sea presence going on because this stuff's not coming over land, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It might be coming out of Black Sea and Caspian area, but I don't think a lot of this stuff has to come through and go out of straight to Hormuz, et cetera. And I think it's why Israel may be showing some naval presence in the Persian Gulf. Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to the Stuxnet and the virus that those centrifuges were infected with all those years ago, I believe, and this is my opinion, and you talked about this quite a number of years ago regarding that gentleman from the MITRE Corporation who had dealings with going on in Israel, the Israeli, I'm just going to say connection, so to speak, where he was found dead in a garbage dump in Wilmington, Delaware, just out of the blue, and they said he was mugged. So I think there's a lot of other, black operations going on. I think the need.
Absolutely.
Yep, you're right.
I think that there should be a lot of that going on, and that the Iranian people on a whole are very intelligent, and they're going to play this. They're going to milk this for all it's worth.
Well,
thanks for letting me vent, and I'll take your answer.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Well, Eric is spot on, especially when it comes to black ops and things going on there, but go ahead.
Israel has been at this kind of stuff for a very long time. So you know that they have you know, an awful lot of arrows in their quiver, a lot of options for whatever kind of response that they're going to have, mm-hmm. or I would say not necessarily a response, but I would say an offense. And you know that, that we have Americans that are on the ground all the time.
Yep.
In Israel, where we certainly collaborate with them. Stuxnet was a joint operation under the George Bush administration that he approved with Israel to kind of blow up their centrifuges, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other interesting thing. Let's not forget that their top scientists that have led everything, Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi, is no longer with the living.
That's right.
And
they took him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's an example, I would say, of the offensive measures that Israel's willing to take.
And by the way, Iran just agreed, in principle anyway, to extend the UN nuclear checks for the next 3 months.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're saying there.
Well, the inspections that the Iranian inspectors are going to be doing, the nuclear checks. Inside
the inspections.
Yeah, they just agreed to that for the next 3 months. That was
it doesn't mean anything.
No.
They're not letting the inspectors inspect what should be inspected.
Correct.
And that means nothing. It's a gesture.
Yeah, just to keep them there a little bit longer and say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Okay, very quickly, are you noticing, along with a whole bunch of the rest of us, that there's just something not right with Joe Biden?
Well, they called a lid on him the other day. He was going to fly where, to Michigan or Wisconsin, whatever it was.
Right,
and that
Michigan.
Got canceled, mm-hmm. And then they called a lid on him,
yep.
His entire day at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The other day when he was speaking, I even said to my husband, I said, look at him. He doesn't look right. So,
no.
I mean, there's...
You're slurring his words.
Know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that, but, I mean, his facial expressions, his eyes didn't look right to me. It looked
nope.
Like, you know, he hadn't slept in a month or something. They were... Anyway, there's... I wouldn't say he's 100%, no.
No, there's something going on there, and eventually it's going to come out. And one of these days, Dr. Jill Biden is probably going to step to the microphone and say that her husband's either got dementia or he suffered a stroke or something. Because the guy, if I was in the back of an ambulance, I'd be checking him for the possibility of having a stroke, number one. Or number two, certainly treating him for dementia, because he looks like he's got both going on. But that's just me. What do I know?
Yeah, I wouldn't dare make any kind of...
No. And there's a lot of other medical people have been talking about that. Okay, we will talk to you tonight on the Radidio. You have yourself a great day, and I'll see you then. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and that is just merely my opinion about the physical and mental capacity of Joe Biden. There's something obviously wrong. Obviously. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said they are now on track to get the nation vaccinated for the coronavirus.
By July, we will have in hand enough vaccine to be able to vaccinate virtually anybody and everybody. It'll be 600 million doses for 300 million people.
He was on Fox News Sunday. He reminded everyone that even though the infection rates are dropping, people need to still wash their hands and wear a mask. A military jet has crashed in Montgomery, Alabama, killing the two Air Force pilots aboard. The training jet was on its way to Tallahassee when it crashed in a wooded area near Montgomery Regional Airport. The T-38 trainer aircraft crashed about a half an hour before sunset, and the airport tower reported that several pilots had complained about the sun right before the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, I always tell you to give them a call at one of their two campuses. The main phone number is 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. They have another one down here in my backyard in Clearwater, which is across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay. But here's the deal. Take the tour of their facility. Find out what they are all about
And you can ask questions of the students that are there. You can ask questions of the teachers. You can certainly see what's involved and get an idea firsthand what would take place when you take the training to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the best thing about it is once you get qualified and certified, you can work anywhere in the world where there's an availability for an aviation maintenance tech. And working overseas does have its merits. You can make a lot more money overseas than you can stateside. But even stateside, you're going to make around $60,000 a year to start, which isn't too shabby. So check them out online, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and tell them the captain sent you. Well, a little bit more than a week ago, two vessels were interdicted off the Somali coast by the USS Winston Churchill. A search and seizure team, which boarded the dhows to carry out a flag verification, discovered a cache of weapons, including thousands of AK-47 rifles, light crew-served machine guns, RPGs, other equipment, and tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition. Now, for about a decade, Iran has been smuggling weapons through the Arabian Sea to the Horn of Africa and Yemen. The U.S. And our allies interdict several shipments every year, tracing the weapons back to Iran. That's a pretty easy task if you know what to do for. But guess what? This time around, the weapons that were analyzed came from Russia. Not Iran, Russia. This is not the first time this has happened. Now, it's well known and deeply reported that the Iranians have supported several proxy battles in the Middle East and North Africa. As a matter of fact, in Syria, Iranian-backed commandos continue to operate grooming recruits in Hezbollah in training camps. Israel knows this and continues to strike the key targets in the region in an effort to stem the growing Iranian influence there. Now, Iran also supports a variety of militia groups inside Iraq, many of whom have been targeting U.S. and coalition forces across the north regions of the country. For example, Erbil Air Base in northern Iraq was the most recent target when an Iranian-backed militia group launched a salvo of rockets that killed one and wounded nine others. Then there's the Houthi rebels in Yemen, who have long drawn logistical support from Iran. The fighting there has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians and displaced literally millions, leading to one of the worst humanitarian crises in recent history. Now the rebels have advanced on the northern city of Marib, less than 100 miles from the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Now, Marib is not only home to the massive water sequestering dam that supplies vital irrigation and drinking water to the region, but also the gateway to an extremely oil-rich region in the country. Now, in Afghanistan, the Taliban have once again spread to much of the country. Matter of fact, they control the majority of the country right now. And Afghan police and military are struggling to contain the proliferation of fighters. The targeted killing of government officials and service members has consumed its major cities, with several reports from the region, including first-hand accounts, showing that in and amongst the Taliban, there are splinter groups of foreign fighters. Now, they're using this chaos as cover to infiltrate strategic areas, orchestrate attacks, and oversee the movement of weapons, fighters, and drugs around and out of the country. Now, Somalia, in recent weeks, has seen a massive uptick in violence. The extremist group there, Al-Shabaab, has carried out several deadly attacks, each more complex and deadly than the last. And Al-Shabaab is spread across the Sahel, too, attacking UN peacekeeping forces and international troops operating as part of the French task force to Cuba. Now, the violence has grown so uncontrollable that French President Emmanuel Macron organized a summit with the G5 Sahel countries to corroborate on the anti-terrorist operations there. To make it short, the tentacles of Iran are slithering through the Middle East and Africa. And now there's evidence to suggest that Russia is supporting, too. Meanwhile, U.S. diplomats and politicians are eyeing new nuclear agreements with Iran to try and halt uranium enrichment and the production of warheads through the process of economic sanctions and diplomacy. Even the President of the United States, Joe Biden, handpicked almost the same multi-agency team that did the Iranian nuclear deal before. But if you read this week's tea leaves, it's apparent that Iran isn't playing the same game. If anything, it's gained strength, using black markets, smuggled resources from proxy battlefields to bypass sanctions, while fanning the flames of extremist violence across huge swaths of the globe. Flames the UN and our allies are struggling to snuff out on their own. And Putin, Vladimir Putin, is struggling with his own internal political strife. And he's throwing his chips in, seemingly to help the Iranian strategy, if only to try and weaken his old arch rival, Uncle Sam. Now, you know who agrees with all this? Battle-hardened Navy SEAL Commander William McRaven absolutely agrees with what I just said because he wrote the article I'm reading. Now, what's in store for next week? Well, none of us knows, but as always, we'll just have to sit back, wait, and see. Iran's not a player in the game? Yeah, right. Think about it again. Think about it again. Now, a tweet from the official Marine Corps Twitter account about a historical first for women in the Corps has drawn questions because of a decision to disable the reader comments. And what it's about is it's about the women training at the San Diego Recruit Depot mixed in with the men for the first time ever. And I can understand why they disabled the comments, because they don't want somebody to make some half-assed, jackass comment in there and demean the women. I get it. I understand it. And if they don't like it, well, too bad, so sad. Now, the Defense Department is 2 months into vaccinating its personnel against COVID-19, but some troops downrange are wondering where their shots in the arms are going to be and when they're going to arrive. By the way, just 6,000 National Guard troops remain in the Capitol, and most of them are scheduled to be sent home by mid-March. Whether or not they actually go home by mid-March is another story. And for the Air Force and Army paratroopers on the C-130J aircraft that took off from Ramstein last week, the day was good enough for a jump, but that's all they needed, because lousy weather and a pandemic could not stop the paratroopers from jumping at Ramstein, and good for them. Good for them. All right, folks. Chris Markowski's on deck, the watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stock boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word
keyword test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take twice a day. I take it when I get up, and then I take it again around midnight at night, because it's part of my integrated health plan because of the ankle replacement that I've had, which allows my ankle to swell and also get very painful when it does. By the way, when the weather gets cold, my ankle hurts, my knee hurts, my hip hurts, and it's kind of like as if I've got cold chills going up and down my leg, but that's because of the replacement ankle, and it is what it is. I get that. But here's the deal. The only thing that seems to help it that's non-narcotic and drug-free is Relief Factor, and that's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, because it eliminates the pain vaccine right straight at the source, and it will lower or reduce altogether the inflammation and make things comfortable for yours truly again. Now, it is 100% drug-free, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Gets the healing process moving along, which is always good. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get started and see what it'll do for you. And tens of thousands of people have taken this product, and it's working for them. All you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start. You'll be in like Flynn. Relieffactor.com/captain. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Is it nice and balmy up there in New York now?
No, not yet. I mean, it's supposed to warm up a little bit today. Let's hope. Start getting that little whiff of spring coming at some point in time here.
There's a lot of snow to the west of you in Pennsylvania that just for some reason is up in upstate New York off the lake and covering a lot of Pennsylvania, so hopefully you won't get that.
I think we're just going to get rain. It's supposed to warm up, so hopefully we'll just, you know, finally get rid of this snow here and start thawing out.
Now, Nancy Pelosi and others have said this is the week that we're going to get the $1.9 trillion bill passed. Apparently, it's going to get passed through reconciliation, but they definitely want it passed this week. And if that's the case, the only way they're going to be able to do it is through reconciliation without having any Republican votes, which is what they said, that they would do it on their own with their own votes. So what do you think is going to happen here, number one? And number two, how soon do you think Joe Biden will sign this thing?
Well, listen, you're going to go about really poisoning the water in many respects. I think that there's going to be some sort of compromise. I don't think even Joe Biden has signaled about the $15 an hour minimum wage.
That's out of it right now. That is out of it.
No, it's in the House bill, I think.
No,
from what I saw, I thought it was still in the House bill.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah,
it's gonna go up because it's got to go back to the Senate. They're gonna take it out.
Yeah, that's in there. There's tons of earmarks in there. You know, you don't get any sort of compromise when it comes to this. I don't see much compromise coming on anything else, which again make it very, very difficult for Biden to get really anything done simply outside of using executive orders, simply because you can only use reconciliation once a year. So, you could probably, if they actually did try to compromise, get some sort of stimulus through. They're just unwilling to do that. And again, this is another bill that's just laden with all sorts of handouts and giveaways and earmarks, and it's the usual crap they do with bills, loaded up with nonsense.
I've heard a lot of things, and yesterday the Teachers Union president was on one of the XYZ networks. I forget which one, but I saw her. Oh, I think her name was Weingarten, Randy Weisgarten or something like that.
Yeah, Randy Weingarten, yeah.
Okay, and she was talking about, well, there's no money. We need to have money to open the schools and this, that, and the other. And Steve Scalise spoke up and said on the program he was on, he says, we have $60 billion sitting there right now to open the schools tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. Now, let me ask you a question, Matt. How much money does it take to unlock a damn door?
Nothing.
I mean, honestly.
Nothing. A $10 an hour janitor.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd what they're saying. We need more money. More money for what? What do you need money for? I mean, I don't understand. It's a school. What's different now? I mean, you're collecting your school taxes. Everything else is going on. The property taxes are in the area. What do you need money for? You can put plexiglass up everywhere. Ain't going to do anything. This is stupid. It's a waste. Handouts and giveaways and more nonsense that taxpayers get fleeced. But, again, it's like you're rooting for laundry almost. Republicans, Democrats, earmarks, handouts, giveaways. You know, it's the same thing again and again and again. And at some point in time, guys, we're going to have. Inflation is bad enough as it is. It's going to get worse.
Well, is inflation about to rewrite the stock market playbook, so to speak?
Well, it has. The lack of paying attention to any sort of inflation and the mispricement of money overall has rewritten the stock market. It's made my job a hell of a lot harder over the past few decades. Let's be honest, you know, you don't have any sort of return on safe assets. That's a problem. You don't have a safe return on assets. You need to have a safe return on certain assets, risk-free assets. You're getting nothing for that there. So it has changed the way the stock market. It definitely changed valuations and driven the markets much higher.
Now, it took 6 days for Joe Biden to surface and do much of anything about the Texas situation, as well as the rest of the South, where the power went out for a number of days. He's approved disaster funds for Texas right now. He's going to visit on Tuesday. But the other thing is, did you see what little old AOC did?
I know that you raised some money for Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
$4.7 million she raised and bought a whole bunch of food supplies and water and is delivering them to Texas.
She's making Ted Cruz not look very good at this point.
That may be the reason for all we know, but how about that? That
smart politician.
Yep. Yep, yep, and somebody had to tell her that one.
Oh, no, she was a smart move. It was a smart political move on her part. And, you know, again, you know, Ted Cruz really stepped in it. I mean, I don't understand the thinking. I mean, listen, if I was a, you know, I'm a private citizen, I'm going to want to leave, too, and get out of there if that's in that situation. But you're a public servant. You're a United States senator. You can't do something like that. You kind of have to, you know, stick around. That's your job.
Uh-huh.
And the optics behind what he did was just really, really bad.
Now, I've been doing a little fixing up to my home, and somebody drove by last week. I was standing outside, and they went, "Oh, you selling your home?" And I says, "No." "Oh, well, we're just checking to see whether there's any homes for sale in here." Because all of a sudden, U.S. existing home sales are up, and the prices have risen again in January, and I haven't really paid attention to any of that.
Well, prices have been through the, I mean, continue to go through the roof, especially, you know, again, real estate is a when they come out with real estate numbers for the country, I kind of laugh at them, because we're such a big country and diverse, depending on where you are, is, you know, where real estate matters, location, location, location. And, Florida is one of those, it locations right now, in particular, the, Tampa Bay area.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're going to see those prices, rise.
Well, we can only hope, I suppose, for the people that need to and for the people that are moving in. Even the price of apartments has jumped way up.
Both things go hand in hand. You know, housing, apartments, whatever it may be. There's a big demand for that area. So, it's going to continue to see that. You can only build so much in Tampa in of itself. There's other areas farther south. In and around Naples and the Fort Myers area where they still have land where they can build on. Tampa, not so much in the city proper, so it's very, very expensive.
Now, last question, is the Fed actually helping out the economy or hurting it?
Oh, I don't think it really helps at all. I mean, it's like saying, you know, does the steroids help your performance if you play ball? I guess it does, but it's not real. And there's going to be consequences for, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. And when you print money, as the Fed has done in keeping interest rates at these artificially low levels, there's consequences for that.
All righty. Well, it's getting to be to where the music's coming up from my ear, and I'm going to let you go. But we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay low and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the different things that he has to offer. And his show on the weekends is heard in 250 markets around the country, some of them the same markets that I'm in right now talking to you on. So we will be right back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.